Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real Raw Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're focusing on the powerful practice that can shift our perspective and transform our experience of life, the window of gratitude. Let's get into it. Gratitude is more than just a feeling. It's a powerful lens through which we view the world. You know, in the hustle and bustle of daily life, you know, it's very easy to overlook the small joys, the lessons and challenges, and the beauty in everyday moments. However, when we take a step back and open the window of gratitude, we began to see life in a new light through new lenses, one filled with abundance, peace, and fulfillment. Window of Gratitude, this podcast is an invitation today to shift your perspective and embrace the power of appreciation. Just like a window lets in sunlight and fresh air, gratitude opens our hearts and minds to the richness of life. It allows us to find joy in the present, cultivate resilience in difficulties, and strengthen our relationships with others. Understand that this podcast is designed to guide you on your journey of self-discovery and transformation, and also different provoking, thoughtful, insightful strategies and practical exercises will help you learn how to, you know, incorporate gratitude into your daily life and reframe challenges as opportunities and nurture a mindset of positivity and abundance. So be prepared to cultivate a habit that has the power to reshape your reality, because gratitude, it's not just an act, it's a way of life. And the question is, are you ready to open the window and let it in? There are so many things that I'm so grateful. You know, gratitude is my attitude. And I just like to focus on all of the incredible things in my life and all of the good that's going. I mean, it's so easy to get distracted and to focus on the news and all of the negative things that are going on in the world, but I choose to just be thankful for all of the many blessings that I have and not focused on, you know, the things that are going wrong, things that I don't have control over, but just focusing on all of the positive things in my life, all of the things that I'm so incredibly blessed for. So gratitude is a way to express that and just be, you know, grateful, because it's so easy to get caught up in the daily grind, the challenges we face, and the things we feel are lacking in our lives. But what if we pause, you know, just took a breath of fresh air and, you know, intentionally shifted our focus to the good? This episode isn't about ignoring the realities of life or pretending that everything is always perfect. It's about cultivating an attitude of gratitude and recognizing the blessings in our lives and opening the window of gratitude, which we can see the world with more appreciation and joy. So we're going to get real and raw about the struggle to maintain a positive outlook and explore how practicing gratitude can transform our lives. We'll explore what it means to cultivate a window of gratitude, discuss the common obstacles that can prevent us from appreciating the good in our lives, and unpack some practical strategies for incorporating gratitude into our daily routines. We'll be honest about the challenges of staying positive, especially during difficult times, especially through everything that's going on in the United States, but also celebrate the immense power of gratitude to shift our perspective, boost our mood, and just enhance our overall well-being. So what does it mean to have a window of gratitude? It's all about appreciation. Recognizing and valuing the good in your life, both the big and all of those small and little things. It's about the perspective, shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have. It's about joy, experiencing more happiness and contentment in your daily life. And it's about resilience, bouncing back from setbacks with a more positive attitude. And connections, feeling more connected to yourself, others, and the world around you. So what could be something that could obstruct our window of gratitude? It always starts with that negative self-talk. Don't be negative Nancy. The constant stream of critical thoughts that undermine our self-esteem and optimism. Get rid of that negative self-talk. And also focusing on lack, dwelling on things that you don't have. You know, dwell on what we don't have rather than appreciating what we do have. Focus on the good and what you have in your life. And another one that gets in the way is comparison to others. Comparing ourselves to others and feeling inadequate. Don't do that. Stop the comparison. And stressing and overwhelming. Feeling overwhelmed by life's demands can make it difficult to appreciate the good. And also, this is a big one, habitual negativity. Getting stuck in the pattern of negative thinking. You got to get out of that. And there are so many practical strategies for opening your own window of gratitude. And we're going to unpack those. So the first one is you can do a gratitude journaling, regularly writing down things you're grateful for. This can be done daily, weekly, or just even a few times a week. I love journaling. I have several journals available on Amazon by Alicia Eads. Just do a search and they will come up. There's also gratitude practice. Take a few moments each day to consciously think about what you are grateful for. That's so critical. It doesn't take longer than 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Just think of something that you're grateful for. And expressing gratitude to others. Tell people in your life how much you appreciate them. A simple thank you can go a long way. And finding gratitude in challenges. Even in difficult situations, try to find a silver lining or a lesson that you can learn. There's always a silver lining in everything that you can learn from. So focus on that. And another thing is mindful appreciation. Pay attention to the small joys and blessings in your everyday life and savor that moment. And I love gratitude walks. So depending on where you're located, take a walk and, you know, intentionally notice the beauty around you. And this is another one, creating a gratitude jar. Write down things you're grateful for on slips of paper and put them in a jar and go back and read them periodically. And just look at all of the many things that you're grateful for in your life. So cultivating that window of gratitude, it's a practice and it's not a destination. It takes conscious efforts and consistency. But understand the rewards are so great. They're so immense. And you'll have a more positive outlook. You'll have, you know, joy, such incredible joy, and a deeper appreciation for the richness of life, rich in spirit, rich in peace, rich in happiness. So what is one thing that you're grateful for today? And what small step can you take today to open your own window of gratitude and appreciate all of the good in your life? Take a moment to reflect on that. Mindfulness is key in gratitude because you have to understand how gratitude can impact your mental and emotional well-being, and also that straight line connection between gratitude and happiness, and just recognizing the gifts in everyday life. There's beauty in so many things. So you have to find gratitude in all of those small moments, whether that's appreciating nature, relationships, and experiences, and just shifting your focus from what's missing to what's present. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Shifting your focus from what's missing in your life to what's present. What's great in your life? Focus on that. I'm so blessed, and there are some times where things don't go my way, but overall, I understand that I'm blessed and I choose to focus on my blessing versus focusing on things that are completely out of my control. So you have to shift your focus on what you currently have and what's going well. And also understand overcoming challenges with gratitude, reframing your struggles as opportunities for growth, developing resilience through appreciation, turning setbacks into lessons, and cultivating gratitude, you know, whether that's through journaling and reflection exercises and expressing that gratitude in relationships and daily habits for just your grateful mindset. And you have to live life with gratitude and inspire others around you and spreading gratitude in your community and just be an overall well-rounded person that understands and see the beauty in life versus focusing on the negative, focusing on what you don't have or what you're lacking. Choose to focus on the good. And I'm not asking you to be oblivious and to pretend that there aren't so many crazy, chaotic things going on in the world, but I'm asking you to take a conscious effort and decision to focus on the good and the positive and what's going well in your life. And you'll see that having that level of focus, that level of gratefulness, and that level of just showing gratitude and appreciation, that brings so much fulfillment, that brings so much joy, happiness, and peace into your life. And I don't know about you, but I can always use more joy, more happiness, and peace in my life, even when it's going well. So that's something to shift the narrative and shift your perspective. And understand that gratitude is a lifelong commitment. It's not a today thing. It's not a next month thing. It's a lifelong commitment. So be in it for a long run to just focus on positive things in your life and embracing gratitude as a way of life. You know, the way life transforms, not only how we see the world, but also how we engage with it. When we actively choose to see the good, to appreciate even the smallest moments, and to express thankfulness, we cultivate a life of deeper meaning, joy, and connection. And understand that the window of gratitude, it's always open. And you only need to look through it. The journey starts now. It starts today. And it's a lifelong commitment. So be in it for the long haul. But focus on all of the good that's going well in your life. All of the positive. Don't look at the negative. Focus and shift your thought process. And if you're going through something challenging, I'm not understanding that, saying that it's not challenging. Anything that you're facing that's challenging, it's tough, it's rough, but don't let it define you. You're not defined by it, and it's temporary, so you can get through it and you can use all of those challenges as opportunities for growth and to just blossom and live a more fulfilling life and just focusing on your potential and just choosing to have that spirit of gratitude. Gratitude. I don't know about you, but gratitude is my attitude, and I choose positivity, I choose peace, and I choose to focus on all of the great things that are going on in my life, and I encourage you to do the same. You'll have a level of peace, you'll have a level of, you know, just overall happiness when you choose to focus on the good. And always remember, showing more gratitude in your life is a choice. One that can lead to a profound transformation in how you experience the world. When you make gratitude a daily practice, you begin to see the beauty in every moment, in every difficult times, because there is beauty in a lot of things, and it strengthens relationships, it enhances personal well-being, and it fosters a deeper sense of connection with yourself and others. And gratitude is not just about saying thank you. It's about cultivating an awareness of the many blessings that surround you. And by embracing gratitude, you open yourself up to the greater joy, resilience, and fulfillment. And remember, that window of gratitude is always open, and it's always been there waiting for you. And the more you look through it, the more you'll discover the richness of life. So let gratitude be your guide as you continue your journey and watch as it brightens and brings light, love, and deeper meaning into your everyday life. Look through that window of gratitude. You'll be surprised at what you see. Always remember that gratitude will always remain the powerful lens through which you view the world. So you have to understand and not overlook all of those small joys and find beauty and all of life's adventures in everyday moments. So take that moment to be reflective and open that window of gratitude and see the new light and abundance and peace and fulfillment. Like, it's nothing greater than that, but you have to take that moment to self-reflect, to pause, you know, whether you want to do that through journaling, whether you want to do that through meditation, love journaling, love meditation, whatever that looks like to you, because we're all unique, we're all individuals, and we're all trying to find our way and navigate through life's challenges, life's ups and downs. We're living in depending on where you're at, I'm just speaking from the United States aspect of it. And sometimes the world can be a little challenging. It can be a little chaotic and you're trying to, you know, be positive, but there's so much you see, you turn on the news, you're looking at social media, and there's just so much negativity that you're taking in. So it's so important to take a moment back to be reflective and to focus on what's going well in your life and to focus on the positivity. And there are some negative things that are out of your control. Don't dwell on that and don't go into that rabbit hole focusing on all the negative things that you see, because that's such a dark cloud and it's such a rabbit hole. Focus on the good. That's something great to explore. All of the positive things that are happening. And most importantly, when you focus on what's going well, you can focus on how you can enrich those experiences. What can you add to that? What can you do to increase the experience of what you're already experiencing that's positive? That's where you want to put your energy. That's where you want to put all of your time and efforts, not looking at the negative and going into the rabbit hole. It's important to be aware. You know, I watch the news daily. That's something that's on in my household daily. But you don't want to get so consumed with all of the negativity that you're not looking at what's going well in your life. You're not turning off the TV and tuning into yourself and being reflective. The same way you want to know what's going on in the world, you need to have a moment to self-reflect and know what's going on with you. You owe it to yourself to look through that window of gratitude, the window of possibilities, the window of hope, the window of understanding that life is good and you are blessed. And I'm sure there's something that has to be going well in your life, and focus on that and let that be your daily motivation versus you focusing on daily all of the negativity, because that's not going to get you anywhere and it's not going to enrich your life, all of those richness, by you focusing on the negativity. So you have to shift the narrative. You have to shift your thinking. And if you're going through challenges like many people, understand that you're not alone. Understand that it's okay. And understand that you would get through it and you would come out stronger and greater than when you were going through it. Understand that your challenges are just temporary and you would be able to use those setbacks as opportunities of improvement, to grow, to develop into, you know, just level up into the best version of yourself. So look through that window of gratitude. Gratitude is my attitude. I don't know about you, but gratitude is definitely my attitude. And I choose to look at every day and just be reflective and be thankful for all of the many blessings in my life, and also let the people in my life know that I love and appreciate them and value them. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because life is so short. So be positive, be upbeat and focus on the good. Shift your lenses, shift your perspective, and focus on all of the great qualities in your life, because you too are truly blessed. I know I'm not the only blessed person on this earth. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, gratitude is a gift you can give yourself every day. Open your window of gratitude and watch your life transform. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Irrelevant Podcast.